Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, Alla, and welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast. So, there was a time that I was going through a rough patch with my business, and I got hold of your book, Energy Secrets. I loved it. I learned everything about energy, about healing. I learned a lot of new rituals, and I got hooked.
Thank you, Maria. Well, thank you, first of all, for such complimentary words for my book. And of course, I did write this book to help as many people as possible with my insights and with my knowledge. My job as a healer to make sure that you are empowered with the knowledge and that you can implement tools on a daily basis for yourself. So that's why it's so important to look at energy, not just the energy which you receive from the above, from universe, but everything is energy. We are surrounded by energy. You know, it's our, the food we eat is energy. The people we interact with energy. Their home has its own energy. So it's all about, you cannot be absolutely well and have that sense of wellness if you don't balance all of this energy around you. So not only internal energies, but external as well.
So let's say that I am starting my own business and I go to get my product into certain stores, which actually happened to me, and I get rejected. What would you advise me? What would I need to do to cleanse my energy and have this positivity to move on?
Well, first of all, actually, you said something just now, which for a lot of people have similar attitude. The thing, if something not going their way, it means it's negative. Or there's a negative something they need to cleanse, that because they're dirty, they don't get it, you know, or it is toxic energy around them, which stops them. I want to remind ourselves this one of my favorite thing by Dalai Lama, who said sometimes not to get what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck.
That's true, actually.
So, yes. So first of all, when something does not go according to our plan, I think it's very important to reflect in a calm way and to say, okay, where does this outcome might serve me? So that's, I think, it's very healthy way to look at that kind of what you perceive as a failure, because actually it might be something very positive to you. And secondly, also what I see in my practice where patients sabotage, people sabotage their success. Again, not because they're dirty. And actually I want to really kind of highlight it to your listeners that often we have this idea of there's an energy of light and there's a dark energy, black energy. No, everything is energy of light. It becomes negative when it becomes misdirected, when it becomes stagnant. Then it acquires negative characteristics. And if we look at it this way, first of all, we lose that fear, because don't forget, if we are, many of us think, oh, negative energy, bad energy, and immediately it induces fear. When you're fearful, you're already defeated. You compromise your own power, you're already submissive. And the key is here to say, okay, well, energy is stagnant, so it carries some blocking my success, blocking. So let me see how I can redirect my energy. So what I observe with many people that they sabotage their success because they don't channel their own energy of intent very clearly. They're very dispersing in what they want. So they're not, in fact, they focus too much on what they want rather than focusing on what they need. And I think, you know, in Russia, we have this wonderful saying, there's no favorable wind if you don't have a direction.
That's a good one.
Yes. And what I find that energetically, as a magnet, you become very weak and you cannot attract that energy of success or the desired outcome because you don't have a direction. Your energy is over dispersing. And the number one is to ask yourself a question. What do I need? Not what I desire, because desire is a very low frequency. What is my intent? And when you think of your intent, there's always you have to ask that, why do you want to achieve what you want to achieve? And you need to be very clear about that. Mm-hmm. That will be the first step towards making yourself stronger as an energy magnet.
That's a really good point. If you want to be successful, you have all this passion, all this energy. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Instead of just saying, I've been rejected a bunch of times, it's negative energy, you say, what is this situation? What is it telling me?
Yes.
It may be telling me that I need to be looking at a different direction and still be successful, but take a different route. And rather than view at the situation from a negative point of view, you view at it, this is a lesson. This mm-hmm. is a message that's coming to me. Mm-hmm. Let's just analyze it and direct the message and my goals in a different way.
Absolutely, absolutely correct. And that's because a lot of people, many of us, lose energy when we very quick to form negative attitude towards the things which happens to us. We put that negative label and we react with our energy as per that label. And that's, again, it just drains our energy. You also asked me just now about, you know, for my patients when they come to me. And of course, majority of people, they would like to have more energy. It's, you know, that fatigue and lethargy, it's an epidemic of modern time. I travel around the world treating patients, and it's true to whichever continent you go. And people are focusing so much on how they can acquire more energy, what recharges you, what strengthens. But again, then we're missing out very important first question. Where do you lose it in the first place? So, and that is so important to ask yourself and reflect, where do I lose my energy? Where do I lose my creative energy? What kills my passion? You know, what people are in my life who are sabotages my drive? You have to think, what are the energetical obstacles around you which are stealing your energy? And deal with that first before you start thinking, okay, how you can acquire more energy and strengthen your energy more. So yes, that's what I would like, you know, just to, again, to remind of all of us that that's number one thing, just to close that channels which drain your energy. And exactly as you said, if your success is sabotaged, start thinking, okay, maybe that channel I took was the wrong channel. Okay, let's try this channel. So it's always this being in a state of the master, in a state of a creator. So that's what I mentioned in my book, throughout my book, Energy Secrets, that being healthy, and you only can be healthy and well if you are in a state of creator.
Yes. That is a good point. And it brings me to the next question. I know you mentioned that there is different things around us that drain our energy. And it's very important for us to identify what drains our energy. And I find that time after time, it's usually people. And my question to you is, how can we protect our energy?
Well, there's a few interesting kind of aspects to your question. Number one, again, if we're talking to people, entrepreneurs and people who try to find a success in the world, first of all, also very important to ask yourself a question. Why do you want to succeed? Do you really follow that your true passion, or you're trying to please someone? Is it your parents you're trying to please, or you trying to fulfill somebody else's expectations? So I would actually reflect on it differently, that we are affected and our energy becomes drained. Not necessarily when we're surrounded by toxic or negative energy, is when we stop being authentic. And actually, this is something, you know, I'm very pleased to say that my next book, All New Energy, is about to come out in September.
That's 2019. Exciting.
Very, very exciting.
I'm going to put my name on the waiting list. Yes.
I'm very, very excited. But the reason why I thought of this now is because this is very important aspect that we should not forget, that we, every single one of us, have an authentic energy. We all have an authentic, unique frequency of our aura, of our energy field. We're unique. And like that's as the thing, there's no fingerprint alike. There's no snowflake alike. We're all different in our energy expression. And we have to own it and honor that. And what do I mean by that? We have to match our life according to our true authentic energy. Because if we don't, our life becomes toxic and we're suffering. So, and first of all, when I teach people about energy vampires and about toxic people, I say the reason why I'm teaching you, not that you start dividing your life into two camps, good people, bad people. I'm in a good camp and everybody there, they're so negative, they're so toxic, so they're so not evolved. No, the first of all, why you need to read it, to find out where you become energy vampire. And that, again, is about taking responsibility to understand where you are not healthy in energy exchange. And number one, when you we should stop becoming our own, I call it, stop being our inner troll, inner trolls. Often we, it's not other people, we start, we're listening to our own negative inner chatter. I'm useless. Oh, I'm always failure. Oh, gosh, of course, that they would not return my call because nobody ever returns my call. And you have that inner chatter. You don't even have to have a toxic energy, toxic people around you. We often don't stop that negative self-talk. Mm. And that's what drains us energy, our energy, and programs us to for failure. So I would say, first of all, analyze where you sabotage your energy and you create a toxic program for yourself. Mm-hmm. And secondly, about, yes, of course, as I mentioned, that you have to make sure that your life, your drive, your passion, your style of work is reflective of your truth. Mm. Because you have to, authentic energy is the powerful energy. Anything fake, what you're trying to, you know, put on the show, it does not have the same energy charge. So that's...
That is a good one. And I research a lot about energy and obviously, you know, I've read your book. And I do find that deep down, all people around us are good. Mm, and sometimes we do consider them as draining our energy because they're coming from a very different point of view. And maybe the way they deal with the situation, it's their way and they're projecting their own insecurities in a situation. And have maybe the reaction has nothing to do with you. And it has more to do with them feeling that they could not have never achieved this. So they project that to yourself.
Absolutely. It's a very good point. Exactly. Because, you know, we all entitled to our own opinion, to our own truth. And sometimes we meet people whose truth in resonance with us. And we feel their energy is in resonance with us because, as I mentioned earlier, aura, our energy field, is not like a static field around us. It breathes, you know, it has its own rhythm. And when we meet people whose rhythm similar to us, we even say in English, oh, we feel on the same wavelength.
We do.
You know, and then sometimes you have this affinity. You might just encounter that person, but they have this affinity and you think, oh, it's like coming home. Sometimes you go to certain places you visit. It might be a home or it might be a country. And you go, ah, that feels home. And this is when this energy of the place, of the person resonates with yours. So when you are creating a business, when you're creating the model of what you, you know, so, and that your, because your business is instrument for your success, you have to make sure that it's again, it's in resonance with your truth. When you feel that it's extension of your truth, it's very authentic. And also to make sure that you are always nourishing this energy. And what I find that people go have that very sporadic relationship, energy relationship with their business. They go through the phase when they put a lot, they have this drive, and then there's a procrastination, nothing. Hmm. And they dwell, they go into that dwelling or and that self kind of eroding thoughts and emotional states. Then they go through highs again. So it becomes that yo-yo of energetical input in a business. So I would encourage people to be consistent. Mm-hmm. It might be small steps, but to make sure that energy does not stagnate around your business. Because as I mentioned earlier, stagnant energy equals toxic and negative energy.
Now, I know what you said, that it's not necessarily about people around us. It's how mm-hmm. we project their energy. But do you have any quick tips? So let's say I'm in a conversation with someone, there's a bad argument, I feel bad. It's mm-hmm. an energetically loaded situation. Mm-hmm. And I want to kind of cleanse myself out of the situation, like a quick tip.
Yes. Well, quick tip, first of all, the first thing is about, okay, we have to pick our battles. Sometimes we get too attached to being true, being right all the time. So the first thing, sometimes you need to let go, and it's easier to think, okay, does this battle worth my energy input? We have to be savvy with our energy. We are so calculating and careful about our.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Financial investments. But with the currency of our life force, our life energy, we overspend. And so we don't invest it. As a result, we become energetically bankrupt. So that's, first of all, we have to ask when we engage with people in conversation. Okay, sometimes you just let go and you just choose happiness over being right. Mm. So that's number one.
That's a very good point. Mm. Choose being happy rather than being right and just assess, is this argument even worth it?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then also don't allow people to use you as a rubbish bin for their bad day. Mm. I'm always encourage people, of course, we all connected and we have to help one another. But don't engage in that social dwelling, because that's, again, it's some often what happens in our lives. Even this can be negative thing what happens. But when it becomes really energetically taxing, that when you start dwelling on a problem. So, and dwelling, it's often, takes much more energy than the problem itself.
It reflects back on you and it stresses you out.
It drains your energy for nothing. Yeah. It burns your energy. So that's why, you know, so when you speak to someone and they start, oh, can you imagine she said that and I said this, and then they kind of suck you into that vortex of negativity.
Don't give it energy. No. Just let it be.
You immediately switch that person into the state of proactivity rather than reactivity. Say, okay, right, I'm very sorry this happens to you. I can validate the way that person feels, but immediately switch into proactive state. What would you like to do about it?
How can I help you?
So you immediately switch into proactivity. Again, that preserves your energy. If you go, that's a very common one when people go to their beauticians or hairdressers, and then it's their kind of me time. They want to, you know, look after themselves, nourish themselves, you know, through the aesthetics and all these beauty treatments. You don't have to listen to the person who you hardly know about their boyfriend's problems, or to have that small chat which you really don't want to talk about. I think we own it to ourselves to say to the person, with all the respect and love, say, you know, do you mind? I would prefer to just listen to my music. I would rather not to engage in the conversation. So also just, you know, we have to choose in what kind of energy exchange you...
We have to find ways to protect our own energy, whether it's a conversation, an argument, someone that we know is coming with a lot of emotional sort of burden to bring on board, and just be protective of our own energy, right?
Well, yeah, you know what? I would not even call it, it comes from the angle of protection. I would say actually self-love. Because protection is implemented that you have to protect because something is negative. No, I love myself. I honor my space. I honor my, you know, that sanctuary of these bubbles of time we have for ourselves. Or when you go to have massage, or when you have your hair done. If somebody just chooses to offload the negative energy onto you, it doesn't serve them because it encourages that person to dwell. And it certainly does not serve you. So that's why we have to be incredibly respectful of our boundaries, and we have to respect them and also make sure that people around us honor them too.
Okay. Now I want to talk a little bit about some rituals, and I know you talk about them in your first book, and I did follow some of them. I'd love to talk about morning and an evening routine, because I feel that it's setting our day, that it's very important to get into the day with the right positive energy. And we were talking before, and I was saying that I wake up early. I like to take some time to whether read a few pages from a book, listen to a podcast, or do something that feeds my soul rather than just wake up and rush to work. From your point of view, and having advised clients for years now, do you have certain tips of what someone should do first thing in the morning to be able to be in an energetic, positive state for the rest of the day?
Yes. Well, first of all, actually, I really liked about what you said about your ritual, and that you found the time which is the perfect time for your awakening. And the number one thing I want to encourage all my patients and my readers was to find your rhythm, find your inner rhythm. And that is so important for your physical health and energetical. Find your vibe. And that means also find your hours. So where's the time? So for you, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You wake up, and that's your sanctuary.
And I'm excited.
Yes, exactly.
I'm very excited for the time.
Yeah. And you're totally selfish. You can be selfish. It's totally, you know, it's all about you. And that is fantastic. And you're protective of that time. Nothing else, nobody undermines that boundary of that time for you. So first of all, I want to encourage everyone to be mindful and to maybe reflect on what time they wake up and what time they go to bed. And I know you mentioned that you go to bed early, and I understand we all have busy lives and sometimes it's not possible. But when it is possible, for our energy and for our well-being, it's incredibly important to go to bed before midnight. Now, in terms of rituals, for me, it's a part of our self-care routine. Like in that new book, Own Your Energy, I'm talking a lot about that, how we need to broaden our outlook on hygiene, personal hygiene. None of us moan now that we don't have time to brush our teeth or take shower. We know it's important. We find the time for it. And somehow we're much less mindful about our energy hygiene, yet is also incredibly important for our wellness. So in terms of the evening routine, In fact, I probably would encourage people when they come back home from work to reset their energy. And I think it's very important that we change the clothes. We change the clothes we're wearing into something loose. Because energy around us, our physical body has to circulate. Actually, it's quite interesting if you look at all the energy masters or priests from any kind of religion or spiritual kind of schools, they often wear loose robes. And I think majority of us know how much better we feel even when we take our shoes off or the jacket off or, you know, the tie off. It gives that kind of that incredible immediately that feeling. So I would encourage people to change into different clothes when you come back, as soon as you're back. And actually, when it's possible, to take a shower after work as well, after working days, you know. So again, water has the unique ability to balance our energy. And especially if you make your own energy balancing salt rub, that's also be good, because salt crystals absorb negative energy or stagnant energy, and the water washes it all off. So, and again, everything what you do, there has to be intent behind it. And that's why so many of us fail in our, for the routines to be successful. They might sound good, they might look beautiful, but they're not really impact on our energy because we do not hold an intent. Why are we doing it in the first place and believing in it? So I think it's very important to align your mind and your soul into these actions. So yes, I believe that taking shower with that salt, mixing sea salt, coarse crystals of salt with any oil you like, and add a few drops of juniper oil or sandalwood, put it around your body, and then you step under the shower and just ask the water to carry that negativity away. I also believe that many of us think we are failing because we have expectations of how success should look like. And we don't notice many positive things which surround us. So the universe, life, gives us many gifts, but we are not registering it because we think, no, my success should look like this. And we attach to that picture. So I would encourage, as a part of the evening ritual and routine, exactly part of your evening hygiene, try to recall, bring into your mind eye three things which you enjoy during the day. And that trains your aura, your energy to register it, your antenna to really truly absorb the positivity of that moment. And it doesn't have to be anything profound, like somebody calls you, say, yes, we're going to stock your product, or yes, your book. You know, you're driving and being in a traffic jam, and there's beautiful sunshine, and you felt the sun on your cheek, or you really particularly enjoyed the hug from your child today. Whatever it is, you know, so it is very important to not just remember, but to reawake, to bring back that sense of sensation of that positive event. And the more you're going to do it, you will be amazed how much more you will notice during the day this positive blessings, positive gifts, and small successes of your achievements.
Small successes. That's really important. And I think we all always look of what we are aiming for, what we have not achieved, and we get obsessed with this.
Correct.
Whereas we need to be looking at all the positive things that are going through that sometimes
Absolutely.
We take for granted. So that's
Absolutely. That's
a really good tip in the evening to just go through your day and think of three moments. I'm going to do that, actually. I love this tip.
So that's the kind of, you know, this is very, very important. And then you also your attitude towards success, and also having a healthy attitude towards your success. Because, you know, don't forget also from the energy point of view, the more you attach to something, the more you're energetically repelling it. Attachment never attractive. It's always, we know that clinginess, it's never attractive. We push that away in people and anything. So you have to have the same attitude towards your business, towards your projects. You know, feed them with energy, but, you know, make sure that you have, you know, that allow the energy to flow around it. And also, as I said, noticing small, beautiful things which happen around you at the same time. And lastly, what I would like to mention, because also I think it's very important in the morning, as you said, I think very important for us in the morning to wake up and set an intent for the day for us. And your day, and again, often we fail and we don't, you know, we don't achieve the best because we think in a, oh, I want to change the world or I want to make a million. We create, and yes, great, fantastic, if you can do that. But focus on small steps again about this day. Today should be better than yesterday in whatever small steps it is. And that's the, if you, again, because that will ensure the consistency. That every day, each day in the morning, you think, okay, how today going to be better than yesterday? And it could be because you make that call or you will send that email, which you've been putting off for a long time. Or it can be that you finally will pay the bill or you'll make a proactive, I don't know, step towards some kind of resolution. So you, that's, I think that's the key. And when you do affirmation, and that's something I really want to bring to many, the awareness of many people, why affirmations, which become, thank God, increasingly popular, that we focusing on saying some words without really believing in them. And for the key is for affirmation to be powerful, that when you say it, you have to imagine that it's already happened. You have to induce the state as if it's already, you know. So if you are thinking, I'm beautiful, and you really feel ugly, your affirmation, I'm beautiful, would not work. You have to induce that state of beauty. And then you say, I'm beautiful, you know, or I'm successful. If you think about success of your business, think, how would you sense it? How would you feel? What your state will be if you're successful, you already achieved whatever you want to achieve. Induce that state, step into that state, and then say, I am successful. That's when your aura will conspire to help you in your success.
I love it.
Thank you.
Really good. All right, Ala, so this is my last question for the day. First of all, we're recording at your house. It looks so zen. It smells so good. It's so inviting. And personal space, it's really important to every one of us. And I've read in your book that you have a lot of routines on how to cleanse your house. Can we share your three main tips on how to cleanse your home and make sure that it has positive energy so then you can be positive around it?
Yes. Well, that is a very good question. And I wish more people thought about that. Before you want to embark on any, I don't know, business venture or healing routine or any kind of changes, you start with your home. You have to, because your home is, again, it's your sanctuary. It's your bubble where you can be yourself and where you can recharge and reset. Number one, and again, the, what I see that so many people don't get it right. So their home's full of clutter, but they accumulate what I called spiritual fetish. All this, you know, beautiful looking exotic crystals and they burning all sorts of different kind of candles. But if your home is full of clutter, it would, the energy would not shift. So I'm afraid there's no shortcut in clearing your energy, just, you know, so into, you cannot change the subtle energy before, first of all. So my first advice for people, actually get on, open your wardrobes and start clearing
the clutter, everything.
The clutter, everything. Yeah. Repair whatever's not working. So that's always a number one thing. In terms of the energy, also shifting the energy at the home, you have to make sure also even the essences which you use, the smells, because it's all energy. So the colors you surround yourself, it has to be reflective of your truth that you really like. And you have to ask yourself a question. Actually, what color do I like? It might sound like a silly question, but sometimes we're used to, because we grew up in the house where with the, I don't know, yellow walls. And then you kind of reproduce it in your environment. So it's very important, again, that authentic attitude towards your home. It's your space. You don't need to please anyone. It's not about this invisible jury. What will people say? Does it? It's not about pleasing anyone. It's only about pleasing you and nourishing you. So make sure that, again, the colors, aromas, don't forget, it's all energy. It's all has its own energy wavelengths and frequencies. So we need to make sure that it's really reflective of your truth. And also, as I mentioned earlier, make sure that when you come home, that you don't bring that negative energy into home. So even when you bring, even if you come from the difficult day, go on, as I said, take a shower, balance your energy. In my book, Energy Secrets, or now the new one, Own Your Energy, I gave many tips about what people can do in order to reset your energy. So you don't pollute the energy of your home with your bad vibes. And you don't actually, it's like passive smoking. You know, we know that we're not going to be smoking around our children because it's bad for them. But yet we are fuming often with our negative energy at home, and our home gets affected. And also our family, people who we love the most, but we pollute the energy. So making sure that you neutralize when you come home, that you also neutralize the energy so you don't vent and dwell unnecessary.
Ala, thank you so much for your time. I cannot wait to get your new book.
Thank you.
I'm going to be the first on the waiting list. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our talk.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.